2018 is a very important year, centenary of the end of the First World War, from where really remembrance started. And we as a charity that really were formed out of the First World War have been looking for how would we remember this, how would we pay our respects, what's poignant for us. And we came up with this idea of the Long Walk Home. It happens to be 100 miles from Ypres to Whitehall, to the cenotaph, taking out the channel. So 100 years, 100 miles, and getting 100 veterans to do it just chimes really well. Well, some a poignant commemoration for the veterans that we house and some other veterans that want to support us. So that's foremost what we want to do. We want to mark our own commemoration to the end of the First World War 100 years ago. But in it, and as we are a charity, if we can raise our profile and even raise some funds as well along it, that's great. But foremost, this is a poignant pilgrimage for us to mark this centenary. Well, what we'd really like to do is to involve the people of Kent to give support to this walk by accommodating the walkers as they come through Kent. For 3 nights, they will be in Kent, arriving in Dover from doing the stretch to the Belgian coast, and then really walking through Kent over those 3 days before we have our last night in London. And by accommodating a pair of walkers, picking them up at a designated rendezvous, giving them an evening meal, a bed for the night, breakfast, and then delivering them back there, they can really, really support the walkers. And of course, it's then less overheads on the function itself of it, and therefore more of the money that we can collect goes to charity and doesn't, it's not spent on accommodation, but it really connects the veterans to the people of Kent. We need 150 hosts. That's 50 a night, because they're hopefully accommodating a pair of walkers. We want them to be within 30 minutes of the rendezvous, there and back. We want them to accommodate them in single beds. They will be same-sex, the walkers, although we'll have male and female walkers. We'll only accommodate them as same-sex pairs. And that's really it. If you can do that, commit to pick them up, commit to bring them back, feed them and bed them, that's really the support that we need. I think we're all expecting, you know, a sort of rewind back to that camaraderie of when we were soldiers, sailors or airmen, when you're facing adversity, where as a group that you help each other through. And I think it could be very cathartic for us all to do this.